bring and contrite. Sometimes we have come to a place we are broken, but we are not crushed. So there is a level of repentance that has come through, but God wants you at a place of contrition.
Hello, saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
Right. Grab your Bibles. Let's get to work. Today, I want to continue with our series of messages on the subject of revelation on the prayers of the saints. Revelation on the prayers of the saints. That when the saints pray, when we gather to pray, it is not a religious act. We actually cause things to happen. The Bible says when the angel took the incense that was in the bowl, symbolic of the prayers of the saints, and he threw it on earth. The scripture says there was thunderings and lightning, and things began to happen. When the church gathered to pray, something happens. How many of you remember last week we prayed, and I think it was a young lady here, right? Is it Deborah who prayed for Justine? And the miracle has begun. When the church gathers to pray, something happens. Never stay home when the church gathers to pray, because you'll be doing something that Satan is happy about. He's not happy when we gather to pray. Amen. And in our last lesson, we understood that prayer must be learned. Everybody say, prayer must be learned. We also said that praying long and loud or soft and the use of repetitious words does not guarantee an answer. It doesn't. That if I pray long, or you pray short, or you pray soft, those things do not guarantee an answer. It does not mean that it is wrong to pray long. We found out that Jesus himself prayed long. We found out that Jesus himself was using loud cries and tears. The scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews. But those things do not guarantee an answer. Amen. What guarantees an answer to prayer is a broken spirit and a contrite and a broken heart. Everybody say contrite heart. All right. In the book of Luke chapter 18, we saw the example Jesus gave. He talked about two individuals, the Pharisee and then what? The Pharisee and the tax collector. And the two individuals were praying, and Jesus put a sharp contrast that one was long. I think both of them were long. They could hear their prayer. And all those things did not guarantee the answer. It was the heart of the tax collector that actually brought the answer. Amen. So what I want to do today is I want to take time for us to investigate what a broken and a contrite heart is. Are you ready to go on the journey with me? What is a broken and a contrite heart? That will be the subject of today's prayer. Are you ready to go on the journey? All right, so please pick up your Bibles and let's get into the Word of God. All right, I will do a little bit of metaphysics for you to understand the human nature and how a heart, whatever the heart is, and then we will be back into the Word of God to fully understand what it means to crush the heart. Amen. The first thing I want you to notice is that you, everybody say me, I am a spirit. I am a soul. I am a body. You are made up of these three things. Three people, really quick. Let me illustrate something before we go on. Come over, my brother. Stand right here. Number one, number two, number three. Turn around, face that direction. You are the spirit. You are the soul. And you are the body. Do you like it or you want me to flip it? I'm cool. Everybody say the spirit. The
spirit.
The soul. And there, The scripture teaches that this guy and this guy are enemies. The scripture says the spirit lasted against the flesh, and the flesh against what? The two of them don't agree. Anything the spirit wants this body to do, he's not going to do it. Galatians 5:17, the scripture says, we normally do the things we want. Correct? All right? How many of you want to pray? Because it's time to pray. You are in church, so you're raising your hands. But naturally, you don't like praying. It's not because you are demonic. It's simply because the body doesn't like what? Praying. Are you guys with me? Whenever the body wants to send a message to the spirit, he has to go through the soul. Whenever the spirit sends a message to the spirit, he has to go through the soul. When the spirit also wants to send a message to this guy, he has to go through the soul. So the real battle is not in the spirit and it's not in the flesh. It is here. Are you with me? Most of us, we're going to battle in the spirit. It's a waste of time. Satan attacks you in your mind, your will, and emotions. There is the battle. It takes place here. When they put the videos out, what is Satan aiming at? Not the body, not the spirit. He's interested in the soul because this guy controls this too. Are you with me? So, whenever he controls this, he controls that. I need you to pay attention. The body comprises, or how it communicates in five ways. Number one, through what I call touch. Everybody say touch. And sight. And then, and what? Hearing. And then smelling. And then taste. So anything you touch or you feel, you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, whenever you are sending those signals to the spirit, it must go through the soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. It has to go through it. He processes them and he sends them over. Are you guys with me? All right. When you sing, how do you sing in the spirit? You sing in this realm. You are using your will to do the singing. If you don't want to sing, will you sing? Then it gets to a place your emotions are at play in the music. Then you say, I'm in the spirit. Where? You're still in the soulish area. God is interested in this because whoever wins the battle of the soul wins you. Did you copy that? Those of you who tweet that. Whoever wins the battle of the soul wins you. So when they put videos out, when those producers in Hollywood are doing things, they are not aiming at your body. They are not interested in the spirit because they can. But they influence the mind, the will, and the emotions. Once this guy is influenced, one of those individuals here is going to come under its control. Because anytime it starts to communicate, this one will say, no, it has to go that way. Are you guys with me? Your soul is made up of three things. Please read with me from the screen, shall we? The mind, the will, and the emotion. Say that with me.
The mind, the will, and the emotion.
Let's look at how the spirit, the soul, and the body works. These three individuals, how do they work? We saw that the soul will receive the message and it will relate it to the spirit if the message is coming from the body. So when you hear music, even though you are listening to ordinary music, your soul must process what you are hearing and it sends it over to the spirit. But there is a God part always in your spirit that will tell your soul, I don't like this kind of music. And it will send a message back through the soul. And the soul said, but the thing feels good. Tell the body, hey, spirit says he doesn't like the music. Even though I think me and you, that thing feels good. The more you allow the spirit to control the soul, the more you respond to the things of the spirit. Are you hearing me? As for the contact with your five senses, it is always going to be there. You need to be careful what you are always hearing, seeing, touching, tasting, all the and the smelling. I shared with you the other day how they have even come up with these ideas that when you walk into a movie theater, they want you to have a certain sense of smell so you can get used to the movie. You think Satan is playing? No. Why is so much money being poured into media? Because it goes through the soulish realm. Amen and amen. So when you come, today we are in a prayer meeting. We are going to pray in the spirit. Please, you pray here in the soulish area. And once this part is controlled by the spirit, when you pray there, you are in the spirit. The problem is we don't understand the soul. And I want to take time. So let's bring back up those three things that make up the soul. What makes up the soul? The will shows you very clearly how you choose. Everybody say, my will helps me to choose. My mind helps me to think. My emotions help me to feel. All right. Let's start with the will. There is nothing on earth as powerful as the human will. Nothing. And let me state that your will controls your destiny. Because God who gave you the will does not control your will. This is why sometimes parents, you need to stop fighting your children. Because somebody gave them their will. And even the one who gave it to them knew they can choose against him, but he gave it to them. But the truth is, since you can choose, you must be ready for judgment as well. God wants you to use your will, your ability to choose for him. That is for his will. God wants to establish his will on earth, so he utilizes your will to bring his will to pass. Are you guys following me? Now, is your will part of your spirit? That's the thing I want you to take your mind off. We are in the spirit. No, you are here. And Satan is winning the battle in the soulish area. And Christians are focusing on something that can only be controlled when this part is controlled. Are you with me? All right. So now that we know what the will is, let's look at what the mind is. What is the mind for? To what? Think. So that is where your intellect, all those other things play a role. So my will helps me to choose, but my mind helps me to think. Say that with me. My mind helps me to think. There are two kinds of minds. You have what is called a conscious mind and then a subconscious mind. Say that with me. A conscious mind and a subconscious mind. Say it again. And a subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the active part of you. Where you are thinking, the things you are thinking every single day is in your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind, which is more important than your conscious mind, is what we actually call your heart. Remember, the lesson is on the heart, right? That part of you, I will illustrate something to you. Everybody say, my heart. So you have a will and you have a mind. How many kinds of minds do you have? Two. Number one is your conscious mind. Number two is your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the one you think with all the time. You process a lot of things through it. Anything that is in your conscious mind, you can forget them. But anything that is in your subconscious mind, you will never forget them. So the Bible says, as a man thinketh where? Which one of them? So he's showing you that as a man thinks in his subconscious mind, that part, That is how you are. Let's illustrate it. I'll come back to it. Everybody, look at this computer. What do you see here? This is a CPU, right? And this whole CPU has a motherboard in it. What really controls this computer? All right, computer wakes, talk to me. The motherboard. Do you think it's the motherboard that controls the computer? The motherboard does the thinking. That's the conscious part. But the thing that really contains everything is the hard drive. How is this hard drive formed? Not in the factory. It works through download. Everybody say download. So the mind receives information. Your conscious part receives the information. Everybody say my conscious part receives information. So for example, I am listening to music. I got it from the body. Or I could have gotten it from the spirit. God can give songs. And when you receive it, your will say, is that something I should say yes to? But it needs your mind and your emotions to work with him. So let me show you how it interplays. Your conscious mind begins to think through the song. After you stop playing the music, do you realize sometimes you don't even remember what you just sung? Because it's in your conscious mind. But when you listen to it over and over and over and over, a download takes place on the hard drive called your heart. Are you guys with me? So without you doing anything, anything that is on the hard drive, your heart pops up. Boom. So as a man, where? Not here. Now, let's read it this time, not from King James, but from the Message Bible. That's Proverbs 23, verse 7. Because we always quote the first part. We don't quote the second part. He was talking about a guy who invites you to dinner, right? And he's worried that you eat all his food. The guy is worried that you eat all his food. So he's telling you to eat. It's from his conscious mind, but his heart is not with you. He wishes you don't eat the food. So through the illustration, the scripture is saying, as a man thinks, the guy who is telling you eat the food, for you, you got the message, so you think he says eat. But then you realize his face is changing because he actually doesn't want you to eat. So whatever comes out of our mouth sometimes can come from our conscious part, or it might be coming from our. And the Bible says whatever has been downloaded is what is important. Because the one up here, you can easily what? Forget it. So let's pause. How does violence get into the hard drive, your heart? You hear it, you taste it, you feel it. It's coming through all the senses of the body. And then it hits the soul. And then when it hits the soul said, the body, it tells the spirit, the body says, I think we need to have violence. And the spirit says, no, I am not a God who is violent. I'm a God of love. Soul sends the message back to the body that, hey, spirit says no. And he says, no, that's what I want, because the body will not. You take it in and then it stays in your mind. It can go tomorrow morning. But if you hear it again and hear it again and see it again and it keeps... That is why when arts are being played, whether it's on the TV or on the phone or whichever area, it is repeated. And that is why Satan also fools Christians into thinking, why is a pastor repeating himself? Because he knows once it's repeated, it will be downloaded. And he doesn't want it to be downloaded. He wants it to stay in your head. So most of you, when I say, where's in John 3:16, you misquote it. Everybody say repetition. If I want to know God's word, I must hear it and 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 hear it. And the more I hear it, the more it moves from the consciousness part to the subconscious part, and it gets into my heart. It doesn't need, in the name of Jesus, I bind and loose so that the word of God will come into my heart. It's a wasteful prayer. Simple, read, hear it, and study it over and over. It will download itself. That's the way God created you. Are you with me? A man who looks at another woman and keep lusting after her, you will end up sleeping with that woman. Once it gets downloaded, you will go for it. Hard drive. Hard drive. Hard drive. What is on your hard drive? What is on your hard drive? Ask the person sitting next to you, what's on your hard drive? And ask them, do you know the hard drive? What is on your hard drive, Tess? What is on your hard drive? When you're going to hate someone, how does it start? By listening to gossipers tell you something. Then you go hear something. Then you hear another. This is why Jesus said, take heed of what you hear, because through the senses, from the body realm, things enter the soul, and once it gets repeated, it gets downloaded. You got it? So this whole thing here, the entire computer, is the body. It contains a motherboard called the mind, the conscious part, but the hard drive that really controls. Because truth is, I heard some of you say, based on your computer knowledge, that the motherboard controls the computer. When there is something wrong with the hard drive, does the computer work? Uncle Joe, help me. It gets to an end. That's it. And God made it in such a way that the natural part that correspond to the heart, which is your human heart, if it's taken out, you're dead. But when the Bible talks about heart, he's not talking about the human, not the physical organ. What he's talking about is the subconscious part of you, where things have been downloaded. You will easily forgive people if the thing is not in your heart. But when you have had people who has added their voice to it, you are being foolish. You can't let him go. You can't let her go. Then it gets down. You go into prayer, Father, help my heart to get better, so that I can walk with you. Solomon says, guard your heart. Guard it. How do you guard it? By making sure what is coming in, your taste, your touch, your feel, all the things that are coming in. This is why there are conversations I don't have. And people will say, he's too proud. He doesn't want to listen. Because the things you tell me, when they get downloaded, you will see a different behavior in me. Input. Good, computer student. I think that's computer 101. If you input garbage, what do you get? And if garbage gets downloaded on the hard drive, what do you get? I don't have enough time to go through all this, but what I want you to see is that the word of God is consistent with human life. God will not create mankind, give him a book, and the book has nothing to do with the product. It's an insult when I hear people say, this is not in the Bible. If Apple created and gave you a phone, they have solutions to the phone's problems. What makes you think God doesn't have the solutions? He gave it to us in 66 books. You must simply study God's word. But the way this word must be studied, it should not end up in your conscious. Where should it go? Aha. It must get here. I heard somebody say, Pastor, I heard you preach this. You only gave it a different topic. Don't you think we shouldn't repeat? I said, When you go to school, when I went to class one, where I was raised in my country, in the olden days, when the teachers come and they stand aboard, what did they say? Say one, one, two, two, three, three, four, four. What are they doing? Because through the process of repetition, a thing will become established where? And whatever is in your heart, you don't forget. So you don't sit in the exam room when you have not repeated several information for it to sink there and say, Holy Spirit, bring them out. Where is he going to bring them out from? Okay. Now, I need a computer works. So, it means we need to be careful what is being downloaded here on our hearts, on the hard drive, on the subconscious mind. I've often heard young people say, I'm just listening to the beat. I don't like the words. But it's going through your ears. So where is it going to? And I've heard some men say, but they are telling their wife, I'm just looking. Either you don't look or you are looking. Kids, that's what sometimes papas do. And mamas, they are already loving me, so keep loving me. Let's move away. The subconscious mind is that part of you that receives the information from your conscious mind repeatedly and keeps it. It gets downloaded. How do we destroy the hard drive? You all heard the words everybody spoke. He said, crush it. Everybody say, crush it. Interesting. The word contrite in the Hebrew is interpreted with one English word, crush. God is saying the only way I can crush your heart and give you a new one is to burn and to crush this hard drive. Contrite heart. We break it into pieces. Then after that, when you break it into pieces, does the thing go? If you grate it into pieces, very good people can piece it back together. So he says, a broken, that is the breaking into pieces, and a contrite, the crushing into powder. Heart, God will never refuse. Because that heart has come to a point where the thing that has been downloaded on it is daily being crushed. When that person opens their mouth to pray, the Bible said God hears it. Raise your right hand and say this after me. Father, come on, please say it like you mean it. Father, today I have heard from your word that my heart has information. That could be good. That could be bad. I ask you to crush it so I can receive new information. Amen. Couple of scriptures and I'll close. Did you learn anything today? So be careful what is coming in through your five senses. Your taste, your touch. Young people, don't touch people. Because boys, the more people you touch, it gets downloaded. You want me to stop and sit right? Oh, Lord Jesus. I told you, the day I'll go into my grave, I'll be happy because I would have preached truth to you and not afraid. Broken and contrite. Sometimes we have come to a place we are broken, but we are not crushed. So there is a level of repentance that has come through, but you know, God wants you at a place of contrition where you have been literally not only broken into pieces, life issues will break you into pieces. Only the Spirit of God can crush.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. we invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland, to interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.